You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Into the Redskins. Are the Redskins missing Sean McVay, who departed for the LA Rams head coaching gig? So we'll talk about that starting at 8. But right now, we're taking your calls, 800-636-1067. What are your wacky eclipse plans, if any? Or are you just kind of snoozing on it? And you know what? You're just saying, oh, I'll catch the next total solar eclipse. It's going to come around in roughly 99 years. Mm-hmm. And you're just not going to see, most likely, another event like this in your life.
I would think most people will go outside wherever they are for at least a few minutes.
I would guess.
It's because, like you said, it never happens.
Have you seen the overhead digital signs on the highways?
Yeah.
It basically said, solar eclipse coming August 21st. Do not park on the highway. I mean, are they really expecting people just to...
Yes.
Just to put their hazards on and
pull over on 66 or 495.
Really?
I think people would do it. 85%, Cakes.
I mean, that just seems like a crazy move to me.
Yeah, but there's stupid people everywhere.
If you're driving, can't you see the eclipse while you're driving? You have to actually stop and clog traffic?
Yes, of course. Do. It's a little easier to get out of your car and look at it than drive. But they're just, it's just precaution.
Right.
Most people won't.
All right, let's bang some of these
calls. Doctor here.
Yeah, we got Dr. Allen on, calling in from Rockville. A lot of people are hitting me up on Twitter, too. They're kind of giving me the scoop.
Okay.
Let's see if Dr. Allen agrees with this. What people are saying...
I need his credentials. We need to know where he went to medical school.
All right.
We need to test him.
Dr. Allen, where'd you go to medical school?
New England College in Boston.
All right, is that even a medical school, or is that like an eye doctor school? Like, what
is it? It's an optometry. New England College of Optometry, it's called. University of Maryland undergrad.
All right.
Go Terps.
All right. Good enough
for us. That should be enough.
All right. What people are telling me is when you normally look at the sun, your pupils will dilate because of the bright light. But during the eclipse, when it's dark, your pupils stay open, and then your corneas get burned out. Is that right?
No, it's backwards. So the damage that can happen from an eclipse is painless, and it affects the back of the eye. The cornea is the front of the eye. The pupil size might have a tiny bit to do with it, but it's more related to the fact that the eye is like a handheld magnifier, and you're basically burning a bug when you're looking in the eclipse. So instead of the bug, it's the back of your eye.
All right. You got that, Cakes?
Not worth it.
Yeah, sure.
So how long
sounds like it hurts.
How long does it take before real damage to occur?
I heard somebody on there say, you should look just for a few minutes. Less than 10 seconds would be the absolute max with good solar protected glasses.
Oh, really?
But I wouldn't recommend doing anything I wouldn't recommend doing anything more than glancing at it.
Yeah, my eyes are going crazy.
So what are you supposed to look at then? Just look at the clouds? Look at the surrounding areas? Like, what are you supposed
to look at? Just usually the peripherals.
Well, the real danger happens in areas like where we are in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, where you're going to get sun coming around it the whole time. When you're down in South Carolina, there will be a short period of time where it's totally blacked out, and there's a tiny corona coming around it, a little bit of light. It'll look really pretty to those people, and they can look at it for a few seconds. Up here, there's a lot more sun coming into your eye. Also, that black disk of the moon going in front of the sun creates a lensing effect for the rays coming around it as well. So you get these super strong rays, much more stronger than the normal sun, and you get your eye acting like that magnifier, and you can burn the back of it. So really, I'm really worried about what I might see tomorrow. I'm not trying to, rile people up or get them upset, but just if you don't look directly at it, make sure your glasses have a mirror coating on them, because a lot of the glasses being distributed don't protect from the infrared. And this is not something that UV protection helps with. This is an infrared issue, and very few glasses have that. I even saw somebody post today, I'll just wear my really dark sunglasses. And I feel sorry for them. They've got to be really careful and not look directly at the sun, no matter what kind of glasses you're wearing.
So, yes, that's a good reminder for people, because people are going to think, I'm bulletproof. I got the glasses.
Right. I'm going to stare at the sun for 5 straight minutes.
Yeah, and that driving recommendation while you're going blind, not a good idea.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Alan.
Looking at the... Yeah, no problem. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, I see the Rays like Evan Longoria and Steven Souza Jr.
Right. Well, Corey Dickerson.
Well, I see those Rays. Or he's talking about sunlight, I guess.
So was the doctor trying to tell us that even if you have the silly glasses that we got some pairs of, like you can't look at the sun for more than even 5 or 10 seconds with those glasses?
What are you saying?
You're risking permanent eye damage?
Hey.
Yes.
That's what the expert's saying. I believe him.
All right, so I'll just give it a quick glance, and then I'll throw the glasses in the trash, and then I'll go back and resume my nap.
Are you going to tweet a picture of you and your family looking at it with the glasses?
I don't think I'm going to do that, because everybody's going to be doing that, right?
Yes.
It's kind of like the hacky move. I don't need to do that.
I know, but people don't care about everybody. They care about cakes.
No, not really. I don't think they do.
I know Skippy's going to do that. He told me he was going to. I don't know if he's going to. Did he say he was going to get glasses? They're getting more than 81%.
He's closer to the path of totality.
I'm pretty sure. I want to say it's close to 90% for him.
I got
to
think, if this guy's being, you know, if this guy's accurate and he's not, you know, just trying to drum up interest or whatever and scare people, I think a lot of people are going to get hurt by this because I got to imagine most people think, oh, I got the glasses, I'm money.
Right.
They have these little paper glasses that they got for $7 and they think they're money and they're going to be staring at that. For 30 minutes.
I'm going to tell my kids we're not going to go out there. We're not going outside.
Yeah, what's the point?
It's not worth it.
You want to lose your vision?
Right. This is a dumb question, but if you're like right in the middle of the path of totality and the sun is completely obscured.
Can you stare at it?
I think you can stare at it because it's not coming through. The rays aren't coming through. I think you're good. But then, like you said, once the corona starts peeking out of the side with the big lime on the edge of it, that's when you have to make sure you got the glasses on.
Is that not scary to you, Drabby? Wouldn't you think that you would be silly if you had the glasses?
I think you are. I think he was saying something different. I think he was saying if you don't have the glasses. There's going to be everybody's.
No, he was saying with the glasses. You weren't listening.
I was listening. There's no way they're going to distribute those things and tell people to stare at the sun if you can only do it for 10 seconds.
He's just saying, look, he's being cautious because he's an eye doctor. But he's just saying, look, even with the glasses, 10 seconds. Don't do any more than that.
He's kind of scared me.
Right?
Where are people getting the glasses?
Science centers.
Libraries.
They don't care about people's eyes.
We got a guy.
Home Depot.
Barry sent us glasses. He's a longtime listener to the show. And he got them from B&H Photo.
Yeah, do you think the people at B&H Photo care about people's vision? They don't care.
Well, I would think that they probably vetted them pretty well. It's a pretty established place.
How would you know?
Because the glasses that people need are glasses. The ones that are ISO or ISO certified
glasses.
All right. Well, an eye doctor just told us even with the glasses, it would hurt your eyes.
No, he said with some of the glasses.
All right, I would assume all the glasses are pretty equal, but maybe not.
All right, what if you go to an eye exam and you get those crazy, wacky wraparound glasses? Can you look at the sun with those?
Glasses.
You mean the ones that I had after my LASIK?
Yes.
No.
Probably not.
And by the way, I didn't wear them. They gave them to me. I didn't wear them.
Why? Too vain?
Because they were too stupid looking.
Yeah, but they're protecting your eyeballs.
In fact, they told me, wear these glasses and don't drive. What do you think I did?
You drove without wearing the glasses.
Correct.
Pretty smart.
Hey, I couldn't find a ride.
All right, let's go to, let me see. Is there anybody else that agrees with the eye doctor that if you look at it for more than 10 seconds or so, even with the glasses, you're kind of jeopardizing yourself? Is there anybody else with any credentials?
I don't know.
If another eye doctor calls up and verifies that, then you have to certainly consider it.
Let's go to Rami. Is it Rami?
Hey,
what's up?
Yeah, Rami, how you doing?
What's up?
What's up, Rami?
There's a requirement or a standard. It's called ISO 12312. If your glasses say that on it, then they're designed for direct observation. What you said before, in totality, like in Tennessee or South Carolina, you still cannot stare at it without glasses.
Even with the glasses, right?
You can stare at it, but you need the glasses. You cannot stare at it naked-eyed,
even in Tennessee
or South Carolina.
I understand, but even with glasses, this guy's saying you can't stare
even
at it for more
SEC
than 10
country,
seconds.
Even in SEC country, you can't stare straight at the sun.
Yeah, but he's saying if it says ISO, like 72.8 or whatever it is, that you could do
it. Whatever it's there, right. There's a lot of knockoffs, and he's right. The ones that don't have the reflective.
Oh, I'm sorry. God darn it.
Sunspot.
Let's go to Dustin Stafford. Dustin, what's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's going on, buddy?
What's up, man?
Hey, I decided another technique that I read on the internet, but it's to use your phone, put it in selfie mode. You can look at your phone while your camera's viewing it over your shoulder.
Cakes, do you understand?
Sounds complicated.
Yeah, it sounds complicated, and it's not like you're really experiencing it. You're just looking at your stupid phone, right?
I mean, yeah, you look at your phone, but you can sit there and stare at it, and you know it won't hurt your eyes.
Well, I mean, if I wanted to do that, I could just Google image the sun and put it on my phone. I mean, it's not that hard.
Yeah, a little bit different.
You can also take like one of those 12-pack boxes of Coke Zero or Coca-Cola.
Okay.
And you can cut a hole in the bottom and in the top, then take tinfoil and poke a hole in it, then tape around the edges, and then you hold it up to your eyes, and you can stare at the sun that way.
Who am I, MacGyver? I'm going to make that contraption?
Well, it's better than some of these people that are waiting in line for 2 hours for a pair of sunglasses.
Okay. You've got a homemade fix.
What is your plan, Valdez?
I don't know. I'll probably be taking Manny for a walk.
So you'll be outside.
I mean, I'm really not that into it as a lot of these people are.
I get it.
98% of the country is that into it.
If you're outside taking Manny for a walk, you're definitely going to look at it. You're going to glance at it anyway.
If I'm playing Bellhaven, I'm going to be bitter when it gets dark and I have a silly birdie putt.
Right. They blow the horn.
Yeah, they blow the horn.
Again, the great scam today is get those twilight rates. Get out to the course at around 2.
One to 3.
And just go up to the cashier and say, look, it's going to be dark.
Eric,
yes.
At least for the front nine.
This is on NASA's website.
I know. Somebody sent me a NASA thing.
All right. You can just stare as long as you want.
All right. I'll tell you what. I'm not recommending my kids do it. I'm going to say just look for a second, and then that's all. What do you need to see? It's dark. Look at a picture. Who cares? Why are we getting worked up? Why are we going to risk our vision for something, Cakes? It's dark. It gets dark every day.
That's why you have the regulated glasses, Rick. You wear those, you're good. Don't buy into all this panic.
Jesus.
And I panic more than the next guy.
I wish Drabby and Valdez could give me some.
Oh, Steal My Sunshine? This is the best song you play so far, Valdez.
Real quick, let's go to Bob.
Why are we playing Bonnie Tyler? Total,
you know
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
You know how much I love Len? Len!
Bob!
I like Lenny Bias better.
One hey, wonder, but...
Hey, I just have a short little spiel to tell you.
Yeah.
Hello, Lurch. I'm from... I'm one of the old fans from Fairfax, but I'm looking at my welding helmet right now, and that's the perfect thing to use. And also, I'm on the Potomac River right now, and I'm going to do a Walter Mitty and go out sailing during the eclipse. And I have my boat in the water right now. All I got to do is go to it, and it's the first time I've been sailing all year, so it's probably the only time, but a good. But I have a welding helmet, and
yeah, because so many people have those.
If you have a welding helmet, you got to be silly, right?
Come on, who has a welding helmet?
I didn't understand one word he said.
He's very weird.
Yeah,
you know what? He strikes me as a guy who would look at the eclipse the entire time, all day.
I'm kind of fascinated by this now. I'm just kind of fascinated.
Now you're
by
into it.
Well, I'm not so much that. Believe me, I'm not going to look at that dumb thing. But there's one sense I cherish. The most?
Yes.
It's my vision.
It's a good one.
Give me the senses real quick. Well, touch. Touch is big.
Touch.
I can't lose
smell.
My touch.
My vision is number one.
Hearing. My
hearing.
I don't know.
Touch might
going.
Be number one.
Taste.
Imagine if you couldn't feel your celly. All right. Touch is number one. Vision number two.
No way. Vision's number
Vision's
one.
Vision's the one seed.
I want to feel my celly.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd rather do that than watch the Skins every week?
Yeah. I can listen to them.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, if you take your camera and you look away and you video it, won't that crush your camera?
I don't know.
Well, I guarantee it'll affect it.
Someone say watching the Skins the first two preseason weeks is kind of like staring at the sun.
Yeah.
It's got a hazardous
it's
to your
pretty
health.
Equal.
All right, I want to hear from people. Now I'm intrigued. I want to hear from the people. Where are you going to watch it? Are you intrigued by it? Are you nervous about it? Are you going to look at it for more than 10 seconds? Do you have the dumb glasses? Do you have a welding helmet? Do you have some sort of astronaut suit? Like, what are you doing to prepare for this thing? Give us a call. 800-636-1067.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.